Hello, operator. Hello. Oh, God, that's right. You have to punch in the numbers nowadays. I should know this. Oh, yes. 8675309. That's it. No, wait, that's not it. Damn you, Tommy Two-Tone!
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is May 13th, 2017, and today's episode is sponsored by Rob Zombie Stark. Thank you, Rob Zombie Stark, for being a supporter of the show and allowing Friday's live show to be delayed by an entire day, and it happened on Saturday morning instead. It's all Rob Zombie Stark's fault. It's totally not my fault at all. But yeah, today's show is a live show. It happened earlier today, early this morning, much earlier than the Friday shows normally happen. And that's what I'm going to play next. I don't really have any announcements for today's show, so I'm just going to say that you should all be supporting The Snowplow Show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. $5 a month gets you extra shows every week. The most recent episode, I called a bunch of people at convenience stores and stuff, you know, employees, told them I was with the corporate office and told them to stop looking at me through the security cameras, giving me those snake eyes through the cameras, and there was some pretty funny responses to that. You're missing out on that if you're not paying the $5 a month and supporting the show. By the way, if you wish you could catch a live show and you never seem to be able to, then what the hell's wrong with you? Why don't you know how to set up Twitter? Because I announce most of the live shows on Twitter, and all you have to do is install Twitter on your phone or whatever and set up notifications just for me. You don't want every little tweet notifying your phone, I mean, unless you do. But no, what you should really do is set it up so it only alerts you when the Phone Losers tweets. And that way you'll know when shows are about to happen. So while you're listening to today's show, do some Googling. Learn how to do that. Set up your Twitter so you get notified for live shows. And that way you won't have to complain to me all the time that you never get the live shows. So get to work on that. Live shows, twitter.com/phonelosers. Set it all up. I have a list here from Jasper Flax. He sent this last summer. I called up most of the... Well, not most. I don't know. He sent me like 4 directories. I don't know what they are. One was... I think this might be some sort of a religious directory. But we're not going to do religious pranks. We're just going to do pranks on homeowners because these all have home addresses on them. They have multiple phone numbers. He suggested that these would be good for roofing calls because it has their cell phone and work numbers on it. And I can call them at work. Say, hey, I took off your roof. But I probably won't do that on this show because it's Saturday. They're going to be home. They won't be at work. I mean, unless it just works out and I'm able to do a Royco roofing call. I just thought I'd start out with telling people that, True Green did awful things to your lawn.
You've reached the phone of the Hewitts. They're gone, but don't think you blew it. Just tell them hi and let them know why. They'll call you back when they get to it.
Whoa. All right. That was an answering machine message. That was pretty creative, John. Good job on that. But you're a barrel of laughs to hang around with.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Hughes.
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from True Green, and I just wanted to let you know, like, I was driving by your house earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I just noticed that your yard looks really shitty, and I was wondering if you could use our services, you know, maybe make your yard not look so shitty.
You're saying my yard looks shitty?
Yeah, and we offer services. We offer...
Hey, don't say that about my yard.
Well, no, it's true, ma'am. It's just a... ma'am, are you there? Ma'am? Hello? Yeah, it missed a bad connection or something. You know these internet lines. Let me give her a call back.
What?
Why'd you hang up on me for, ma'am? I'm just trying to do a business marketing
call. Because you called my my yard shitty.
It is shitty.
And I don't appreciate anybody calling my yard shitty.
Ma'am, I'm offering to make your yard not shitty.
I don't want anybody that would call me and tell me that my yard is shitty, I don't want to do business with.
But no, ma'am, this is what I do for a living. If you're ashamed of your shitty yard, then you should let me help you out. Your yard looks like a hobo designed it. Ma'am? She has a very soft hang-up. I never hear her hang-up. Yeah, 10% off. I should have done that. Hey, look at that. Somebody answered. Wasn't that crazy, guys? The weirdest thing. People answer in the phone. Well, that was fun. Maybe I should just do that all day. Tell people their yards look shitty.
Welcome to Verizon
Shit.
Wireless. The number you dialed.
Damn it, Jasper Flax. These numbers you sent me a year ago don't seem to be picking up. I wonder if it has anything to do with this being a 2015 directory. That could be it. Oh shit, here's a guy named Billy Joe. Probably married to Bobby Sue.
Sue Waterframe and Gallery.
Is this Billy Joe?
Yes, it is.
Hey there, this is Gary from the city.
The city?
Yep, the city here in Roscoe.
Oh, okay.
And look, we just need you to clean up your yard. It's a mess. It looks like shit. You think you can just clean that up?
Okay.
Just need you to do that immediately, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. As long as we have an understanding. What you watching?
I've got the SEC softball tournament on.
Do you think you could turn it down? We can hear it all the way over here. Like, I'm serious. He needs... Billy Joe J, hello? Yeah, that sucked, because I was going to do the True Green thing, and then I noticed on the list that he doesn't have an address. He has a P.O. box. I'm like, oh shit, what am I supposed to do? I can't think that fast, what the hell? So that was my fault. Sorry. Damn Billy Joe J. Next, we're going to call Billy Joe Jim Bob.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
So that person's last name was Jeffcoat. Like, who the hell has a last name like Jeffcoat? The weirdest names in this list. I think we may have to take a break, find another list.
You have reached Charlotte with John.
So yeah, fuck this directory. Let's play a song, and then I'm gonna just find a new directory. This one sucks. Nobody's picking up. I'll be right back. Sorry, I think I found a directory here though. It's a very small directory. It's a very small type. I can barely read it. It's going to be a real challenge. These are business people, business type people. Oh, wait, no, it's a soccer club directory. This is another one from Jasper Flax. It looks like I've called some of these already. Probably like, a year ago or something. But they have home addresses. Again, these are like supposed to be Royco Roofing stuff, but it's Saturday. We're not gonna be working. I'm just gonna call 7-Elevens. Just do customer surveys all morning. Because this isn't working out. People aren't picking up. Maybe I will finish this list. This is a small list, and after that we'll just move on to businesses or something. I could do the last of the Christian store calls. I still want to do that thing, and I don't have much longer, because they're about to all go out of business. Probably most of them have. But
hello?
Oh, hello? You answered.
Yes.
Oh, hey, John. This is Kevin. I'm with True Green.
Uh-huh.
And we accidentally, we did your lawn earlier today. We sprayed your lawn with chemicals, and we were supposed... We were supposed to do a guy down the street. We accidentally did your lawn because we got some numbers wrong on the address.
Okay.
It was my co-worker's fault. His name's Chad, and just wanted to apologize for that.
Yeah, that's really not cool because we don't do that to our lawn and really don't believe in that stuff.
So. Oh, well, maybe you should because I noticed while I was spraying it, your lawn looked kind of shitty. Maybe that's why it looks shitty, because you don't put chemicals on it.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. You're welcome for that. Damn it. Let me try him back.
You have reached 70.
Oh, he's busy star 570-ing me or star 32-ing me. I don't know. Doing something. One guy picks it up.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. If you ever are interested in getting your lawn sprayed regularly,
yeah,
though,
not when you use words like it looks a little shitty. You know, that's totally unprofessional.
What, are you a little kid or something? You can't handle a curse word? Aren't you a grown man?
I can, but not from a professional business. So,
oh my God, you're such a pussy.
I'm having a chat.
You're having my number tapped. What? Oh, that reminds me. Don't let me forget. We have a final boss. She's probably not going to pick up. I just picked the first number off of the... Oh, wait, no. No, wait a minute. No, I have no idea what this final boss is now that I think about it. It's just a made-up number. So we have to try and call that back. They might be getting calls. Yeah, you can't put a tap on my phone.
The number you dialed.
The FBIs would be in the way. You can't fit two taps on one line. Don't be stupid.
Hello, this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, this is Steve Dave from True Green. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but we accidentally sprayed your lawn yesterday. We got the addresses wrong on the form.
Oh.
And, yep.
No, this is from Lawn Doctor?
Yeah. Well, you're over there on Street, right?
Yeah.
We accidentally, we sprayed your entire lawn.
With?
It's actually kind of a... It's a stuff that kills the grass after a few days.
Are you kidding me?
No. These people down the street, they're getting rid of their lawn so they can put in some asphalt and landscaping and stuff.
Wow.
So we did your entire lawn with grass killer.
It's not doing anything yet, but I'm really sorry to hear that, and you probably are too.
It takes a few days, and it helps if it rains a little bit, you know, gets it in there and... But yeah, your grass is about to just all pretty much just fall out. It's going to turn yellow.
So you are from Lawn Doctor.
Turn into dust. Yep. Steve Bay from Lawn Doctor.
Okay, well, I'm looking now. It looks fine. But so what are we going to do?
Well, for one thing, definitely don't walk on it barefoot.
Okay.
Oh, man, that poison. It's heavy-duty stuff. It's industrial strength.
Well, what about our dogs? Same thing, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't let the dogs out there. And do you have any trees? I can't remember if there were trees in your yard.
Yeah, we have two fairly young trees.
Oh,
that,
thank God, they're young.
Have just been planted in the last. Well, one was planted about, I don't know, 2 months ago, and the other one probably 2 years ago.
Oh, that's good. That's good that they're young because, they're gonna shrivel up too.
Oh boy.
Yep.
And
yep.
It says Chris Choi on the caller ID.
Oh, this is just the cell phone of the owner. I'm just using the company cell phone.
Okay.
So, and then also, like, you know your driveway?
Yeah, it's a shared driveway.
Yeah, the poison, it kind of gets under the concrete, and it starts eating up through the concrete from underneath.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it eats through everything. Like, you know your house?
Yeah.
Do you have a basement?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Never mind. Just forget it.
Are you kidding me? Or what's going on here?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about this whole thing. It's just my coworker Chad, he got the work order number, the house number wrong on the work order.
Uh-huh.
We were supposed to do like five houses down.
What's the correct house number?
Oh, I'm not telling you because we're not allowed to give out customer information.
Okay.
But
okay.
I guess we'll have to eventually because you're going to have to talk to them about, you know, them replacing your lawn and stuff.
What do you mean? It's not them. It's you, the company.
Oh, no, I think it was their fault. I think they when they were reading Chad the number, I think they, like, mispronounced the number or something or transposed some digits.
Right, but it's your company. It's your company that did the spraying.
Well, we're just
a
small...
I'm not going to deal with a homeowner who I don't know down the street.
Oh, you probably know him. He's just five houses down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably do. It's okay. He'll take care of it. It's just... Yeah, and we didn't get his lawn done either, so he's going to be upset because he was hoping to get started on the landscaping.
All right, let me hold on. Let me get some information from you.
Okay. Are your basement walls, are they made out of bricks or wood?
Bricks.
Oh boy.
Cinder block.
Oh, cinder blocks. That's the worst because those are hollow inside. It eats right through those. This poison stuff eats right through the basement. The basement walls are going to. Are going to dissolve, and your house is just going to fall down into the basement.
The what?
The cinder block walls are going to basically just dissolve over the next few days, and your house is going to fall down straight into the basement. Imagine your living room and your basement merging, like all the stuff that's in your basement.
The spraying was not next to the basement, actually, because we have a front porch.
Well, yeah, but we sprayed, we took hoses and put them under the porch, like in the holes, the little ventilation holes. We sprayed hoses all over the side of the house.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I wouldn't kid like about something like this, no.
Yeah, okay.
What are you playing? What's that noise in the background? Are you gambling?
Yeah, it's another phone call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hello? Oh, that's rude. That was her phone ringing.
Okay.
She just...
Okay, great. Thank you for calling me back. We'll get him in next week in the morning. Thank you. Bye.
How rude.
Okay, tell me your name again, please. Oh,
who was that on the other line? Who was it?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I was just curious. I mean...
It's just a driver's school.
For what school? Like, who's it for? Like, is it your son? Is he driving? Is he learning to drive?
It doesn't matter. Let's finish up. So what is your name again, please?
Well, it seems like it mattered because, you know, you set my phone down without warning and just went over to talk to them.
Okay. Please continue. That's because I was expecting a call from him and not from you.
Well, that was rude.
Okay. Well, tell me again. This is Lawn Doctor, and what is your name?
Steve Dave.
Steve Danes, D-A-N-E-S.
Yeah. Hey, could you run out in your yard real quick with shoes on and just kind of push?
I just was out there, yeah.
Can you just push on one of your trees a few times?
No, I'm not going to do that. Why don't you come over and check it out?
No, I don't feel like it. It's Saturday. But if it topples over?
The trees are fine. The leaves are fine.
They look fine, but they're
when
being
did the, when was the
eaten
work
alive
done?
From the inside out.
When was the work done?
Yesterday.
So Friday?
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought it was like Tuesday.
Friday, 5/12, the work was done. And your name is Steve Danes. And yep. The person who did the work, can you tell me the name of the person?
That was Chad, mostly. Mostly Chad, because I just stayed in the truck.
Okay. Yep. And the incorrect address.
Finish a joint. Yeah, well, it was just transposed numbers. It's actually five houses down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was supposed
to
be...
Well, you said you couldn't tell me.
Yeah, quit trying to trick me, you identity thief.
Okay. What's our next step?
I'll just wait and see. This all just seems pointless. Can you just put the man on the phone? Because this seems like it's going nowhere. I'm the one who
holds the contract with Lawn Doctor, not my
husband. Yeah, but you're just yammering on, and it doesn't seem like anything is getting accomplished. Can you just put the man that's in
what
charge of you?
What are we trying to accomplish, Steve?
Well, can you put the man that's in charge of you on the phone?
No.
It just seems like we'd get farther if we did that.
What is your suggestion as the next step?
Are you really attached to the house?
I own the house, if that's what you mean.
Well, have you ever thought about just kind of moving?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
No, I don't. It sounds like I just need to wait and see
what's
going to happen with our yard.
Yeah, and the house. Don't forget the house. The whole house is just going to collapse into the basement. In fact,
I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe that part?
Because nobody would produce a lawn... defoliation that would also hurt the foundation of the house. That's, first of all, that would be against any kind of pesticide.
You're not even in the lawn care business. You don't know what you're talking about. Plus, you're a woman.
Yeah. Maybe not.
But
what is the next step?
This stuff has to eat through everything, though. It's for landscaping. What if they have rocks in their yard and we want to, like, get rid of the rocks? We just spray this stuff on it, and the rocks dissolve.
That doesn't sound necessary. You just move the rocks.
Oh, what do you think? You know something about landscaping? You're not even a man.
Maybe, like, maybe not.
What do you do for a living?
What is the next step?
What do you do for a living, ma'am?
It's none of your business.
Well, it seems like you're a lawn care professional. The way you're talking.
No, I'm not. That's why I hired Lawn Doctor.
And then what do you do?
None of your business.
Well, come on, just tell me. I just want to know.
No.
Just put the man on. This is so pointless. This is going nowhere.
If you want to speak to my husband, you can, but it's my contract with Lawn Doctor.
Oh, that's so cute. Does he let you write the checks for them?
No, I signed the contract and I write the checks. And they're not checks, actually.
What are they?
Doesn't none of your business.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, you brought the checks up. So, everything's looking fine out here, Steve.
Did you push on one of the trees? Are you wearing shoes?
I am wearing shoes. I'm not going to go out and do that.
Are they waterproof shoes?
No.
Shit. Step lightly.
No. I don't... I just want to know what the next step with Lawn Doctor is. You're an employee of Lawn Doctor.
Well,
you're kindly informing me of this problem where you did the wrong house.
It's not
so
like
now
it's...
I want to know what Lawn Doctor's next step is.
Well, I think you should go talk to your neighbor. I mean,
I don't know where the neighbor is. You won't tell me.
Well, just start knocking on doors. It's like I told you, it's five houses down. Just go five houses down.
Okay, hold on.
Maybe six. But does it really matter? I mean, your yard looked kind of shitty to begin with.
Okay, we've had enough of this conversation. I will call Lawn Doctor
You're
on Monday.
You're a wee?
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E?
Yep. V-V, like vagina.
Steve Dave.
Yep, Dave.
Okay. And you said you're calling from someone else's cell phone?
Yeah, well, it's the owner's cell phone. It's like the truck cell phone. I think it's a burner phone, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The next
what do you mean
step,
by a burner phone?
Look, would you like to buy some of our reverse dissolving spray?
No.
Like, it dissolves the spray so that the spray won't dissolve your trees in your house?
No, you haven't brought that up before. That's interesting that you should bring it up now.
Well, it's just a thought, because since you're being so difficult, maybe we could just do it that way.
No.
Like,
no,
I honestly...
Listen, thanks for calling.
I didn't think you'd care.
I appreciate it, and please call me back if you have more information that will help... resolve what your company needs to do.
Well, we don't have to do anything. It's your neighbor that made the mistake. He's like a mumbler. When Chad was taking...
It's not, you know, I don't contact my neighbor, who I don't know where he is.
Five houses down.
I contact the company if I see a problem with what you've done.
Yeah, but it's not our fault. It's the neighbor's fault for being
a
mumbler.
It is your fault.
He was a mumbler. He was a mumbler on the phone.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to just hang up. This is going nowhere.
I think he was eating something while he was giving the address.
Thank you. Bye.
But, ma'am, wait. Don't hang up. Are you still there? Rev wants me to sell her some Hobo Be Gone. Okay. All right. She was exhausting. That's probably how her husband feels, too. He's just like, don't bother me with your shit, okay? You're exhausting, lady. That's what he calls his wife, his lady.
Brad, I think we need to call people named Roy and ask them who the good Roy is. Are you a good Roy?
Okay.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are. All right, I'll keep that in mind. Call people named Roy, ask him who the good Roy is. Hey, everyone, we're going to take a quick break in the middle of today's show and play some voicemails. I'm going to shake things up a little bit and play the voicemails in the middle of the show instead of on the end of the show. I just got to keep you guys on your toes, that's all.
Hey, Roy, it's A.A. Ron again. Look, tell G.I.D. or D.I.D. if you're listening, for the next call of mass confusion, mm-hmm. you should call the restaurant or the grocery store and claim that you're... Wait, I'm going to cancel this.
What? Okay, there's another voicemail right after this one.
Okay, just like you did in the layaway prank call or any time you went to Walmart.
He had to go pee in the middle of his voicemail, so he just hung up, came back, and finished it up. It looks like it took him 4 minutes to pee.
Call a customer and claim to be from that place and then create an argument, confrontation, get them to come up to the store and then have someone there and
yeah.
And record the reaction looking for that employee.
You hear that, G-Ad?
That's pretty funny. Thanks.
That's what you need to do for the next episode, even though you've got the next, I don't know, 12 episodes recorded already. But you should write that down. I've tried to do something similar to that before. I tried to get everyone in a hotel pissed off and down at the front desk so that we could videotape all the chaos at the front desk. But it didn't work out that well at that particular hotel. We couldn't get that many people down at the front desk. What we should do is have Nikki D record things over at Market Basket, because he's always having us prank everyone at Market Basket. Nikki D needs to start carrying around a video recorder and get some of our stuff recorded for Calls of Mass Confusion. And speaking of Calls of Mass Confusion, there's a new one out. Yesterday was Friday, and it's a brand new episode. There's more video of us bothering people inside of malls. If anyone wants to go listen, youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck.
Hi, Brad. Just caught your Good Boy episode. But my cat heard it, and he'd like to have a word with you. So
oh, shit.
Here you go.
Crap.
Did you catch all that? It seemed pretty important.
Yeah,
so hopefully
yeah.
You can work on that for the next one.
Totally heard every bit of that. That was the quietest cat I've ever heard. Thanks for that.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad Dulce. I bless the rings down in Africa.
Okay, thanks.
Brad Carter, this is Redbeard at your local pet store.
Hello.
PetSmart, yeah. And I was just calling to tell you the test came back and your dog Pixie has chlamydia. So
ah, shit.
You're going to want to go get yourself checked out for sure.
Damn it.
And cease all sexual activity for at least a month while the antibiotics do
God damn thing. It, Pixie.
Anyways.
You told me you were clean.
That, my wife had a good idea. You should call somehow people with pets and pretend to be a minister of a pet church and tell them that they're, you know, ask if their pet has been saved or not. And then, you know, explain to them the dangers of their pet going to hell if they're not saved.
It totally won't get hung up on
Christians or whatever, you know, denomination you want to call it. But the church would be, you know, the church of dogs instead of God.
Yeah.
So. It's fucking funny.
You know, I should do this, but with the church directory, so that way it won't sound like telemarketing. I'd be like, this is Reverend so-and-so from your church, and it's time to save your pet. We can do it over the phone, because they're not real people.
Anyways, do that next show, or I'm not going to pay you $5 a month anymore.
Oh, shit.
So long, fuckboy!
Well, just for the threat, I'm not going to echo your voice. Take that. How do you like it?
Hey, Steve. This is Dave.
Hey.
I'm just wondering why your videos only have a few thousand views.
I know.
Like, are you retarded or in trouble? I mean, is anybody hurting you?
I guess not.
I don't know. Anyways, I live in the Gorge, and, you know, next time you're up this way, you can stop by and maybe suck my dick if you want.
Okay.
I don't know. Thanks.
I'll keep your number. Thanks for calling to make fun of my view count on YouTube.
No, I really don't have anything awesome to say today, but I do have a compliment, and hey, you're sounding good. That new mixing board there, that's working out. Once you figure out all those presets, oh man, you're going to have fun with that thing.
I hope so.
Sounding good.
Thanks.
And, by chance, anytime soon, we're going to have some Foursquare check-ins or Yelp check-ins or... Hey, we haven't done anything like that.
I know.
Maybe. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Know what I mean?
Okay, anyhow, Corbin guy.
Hey, you have a good one. Take care.
I should do a live show of nothing but check-in calls. Yelp check-ins, Foursquare check-ins. Those used to be fun. Those just don't seem to work out anymore. I need to work harder on those. Because we used to have a lot of fun with those, just calling up people that checked into places. I'm sure people are still checking into places, aren't they?
Hey, RB, it is Mailer Damon, long time no call. I am calling because I'm a little bit annoyed with all of the inconsistencies. Like, come on, dude. Either, like, do your live streams on YouTube, do them on Facebook, do it on Mixlr, like, pick a fucking service.
Why can't I just do it randomly?
Come on. If you really want more Patreon members, you need to pick a service that's consistent and stick with it every single time. And I'm sure you're getting sick of being lectured, so here it is.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I kind of like broadcasting randomly on any service that I feel like broadcasting on at the time. I still need to do some Periscope and some Twitch and stuff. It's been a long time since I've touched those. But really, what's it matter? It's all announced on the Twitter, usually. So just click the link on Twitter. What does it matter if it's Facebook or YouTube or whatever? Next thing you know, you're going to tell me to start having a scheduled time for my show. Come on, who does that?
Hey, Brad, this is Greg.
Hello.
How about making a Survey May Moth? where you actually allow us callers to call you and ask you one survey question.
Okay.
You know, basically.
Okay, so Greg's calling in, and his question is, why don't I allow you guys to call in and ask questions? One question per person. Wait a minute, that's what you just did. It's called the voicemail. You're doing it. Yay.
And we could actually just call you and physically ask you that survey question.
You're physically
while you're live
asking
on a show.
Oh, come on.
And I mean, if it turns creepy or crazy,
actually, you
or
can
whatever,
do that too.
You just hang up on them and just delete their phone number from whatever, you know.
Yep. Yep. Most of them are creepy. But yeah, there's the call-in line for the studio that apparently is broken right now. But if you catch a live show, sometimes you can call the studio line and sometimes I'll pick up. Usually I ignore it, but I try to pick it up when I'm able to. The number is 845-470-0336. Just call that during a show and hopefully I will have fixed it by then. I was just told recently that it's not working properly.
Just shits and giggles, you know, man? You know?
Yep.
Hell, you can just prank them back, whatever, you know? Maybe your crowd, whatever.
That's right.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Survey May. I mean, even if it doesn't turn out to be what I think it is.
Survey May.
This whole month is all dedicated to surveying people. All right, bye.
Does that mean I have to survey people in my prank calls? Because that's kind of what I want to do to the Family Christian stores. I still haven't done that yet. I think I'm just going to not get around to doing that. Because they're all going out of business soon. And personally, I think the best way to ask a question, if you have a question, is just to ask it on the voicemail. I almost always answer the voicemail questions, so just call here, ask your questions. Try not to be too inappropriate, because I'm a Christian, you know.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Chef Tony.
Hey there.
And I think I'm deciding to come back from my strike. I know I'm going to say that it was wrong to beg for that extra cent.
Yep.
And I'm perfectly happy working for 50 cents to make your craft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah, that.
So,
that's what we're talking
I'm
about.
I'm back in your
okay.
kitchen right now. I still have the key you gave me.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm making a salad.
Because I still use keys in 2017.
The official Chef Tony DiGiorno.
Just kidding, I do.
Delivery to the DiGiorno pizza to the oven right now. So you better get down there right now. And.
All right, be right down. Thanks for the voicemail.
All right,
bye. Let's listen to just a few more, and then we have some more calls coming up.
Hey, Brad.
Oh, shit.
It's Chris.
Wow, thanks.
So, hey, I just went to I tried to do your mission. I am in downtown Charlotte.
Yep.
Met a payphone. Put in my quarter. No dial tone or anything.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guess what?
What a
just
bummer.
Stole my quarter. There's no refunds. Just stole my quarter.
Wow.
I've taken a picture of it for documentation
Terrible.
Purposes. I'll be sending that to you probably or something like that.
Send me an invoice.
All right. I'll see you, Brad. I try. Okay, that's what counts. All right. Bye.
Crimson got his quarter stolen from a payphone, just like it's the 1990s again. You know, back in the day, if a payphone stole your quarter, all you had to do is dial zero and tell the operator. The operator would write down your address and your name and everything, and she would send you a check for a quarter or 50 cents or whatever you lost. For a while, I was getting them to send me international call checks. I would claim that I lost, you know, like $8 and stuff trying to call over to Australia. And they would do it. They would send me checks for $8. And I used to do that to friends all the time, like, and just for the quarter. I would just, you know, call up the operator and say, hey, I lost my quarter. And I'd give them the name and address of a friend so that they would get a check for a quarter in the mail. It seemed funny at the time. I don't think that works anymore, though. I think now when you dial zero, you probably just get some automated system. Probably get an operator in India or something. So yeah, Crimson, I'm sorry. You just lost that quarter, probably. If you want to go ahead and email me your address, I'll send you a quarter in the mail.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico. I'm just calling because I'm listening to the May 9th Who's a Good Boy episode. And you were just talking to Pippin, and I paused at mid-show, so I don't even know. Maybe it's going to work out past us, and we figure out what happened. But Pippin, the phone just went dead. And I'm just thinking, you know how Pippin the Poodle, the pedophile, or the poodophile poodle.
Pippin's probably dead.
I'm just thinking, you
That's
know
all.
There's asshole people out there that just hang up the phone? Do you think there's asshole dogs that would just do that too?
Probably.
Anyway, that's my comment. And I'm going to unpause the show and see if I'm an idiot for leaving this message now. Have a good day.
You probably
Bye.
Are. That'd be my guess. But yeah, fucking Pippin hanging up the phone on me.
Hey, dude, it's CB Radio Lover here.
Hey.
I'm telling you, bud, you ought to go on that QRZ.com or eHam. You can get them ham radio operators' names and information on there. You should call them up and tell them that, you know, they're going to take away some of their ham bands and give them to us CB radio operators.
That's right.
I guarantee they'd be real happy about that. Yeehaw! Catch you later there, Steve Dave. You have a good day, bud.
You too. Yeah, maybe you should email me some of these ham radio operator things that you claim exist somewhere. That'd be fun to call them up and tell them they can't curse on the air anymore. They've been cursing too much over the ham radio. We're going to shut them down if they keep that up. So hey, let's quit listening to voicemails and continue with the live show where we left off before. So here it is, the rest of the live show, sponsored by Rob Zombie Stark.
Jeff Oliver speaking.
Oh, hey, Jeff, this is Steve Dave from the True Green. And we accidentally,
yeah?
I just needed to call and let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Okay.
Today, you know, we thought we get the we were supposed to do the neighbor's lawn, and the some numbers got transposed, and we sprayed your lawn instead.
Okay.
So.
And what address are you talking about?
It's on the North Street.
Okay. That All right. One. What did you spray it with?
It's kind of an industrial strength. A lawn and weed killer.
Okay, so what? How's that? Wait a minute. The lawn and weed killer. Does it kill the lawn?
Yeah. It kind of. It's for people that want to do landscaping. Have you ever thought about doing landscaping, like with maybe rocks and
bushes? Time out. Are you telling me that all of our grass is going to die?
Well, just the part that we sprayed.
Well, what part is that?
All of it.
Oh, you just told... Okay, you guys are going to replace the whole goddamn lawn now.
Well, no, I don't think it's our fault because your neighbor, they gave the wrong address. They transposed a couple digits over the phone.
I'm sorry.
That's
not my fault.
I know, it's the neighbor's fault. That's what I just said.
No, I think it's your fault. You got to confirm what the address is.
Right, well, we did confirm it,
Knocked on the door and...
Well, nobody was even home. Like, we knocked. You guys weren't home.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. And Chad was writing it down over
Steve?
The phone, and I think the guy was mumbling because, like, it's supposed to be, you know, you're on your last four digits is, you know, it's like 06. It was supposed to be 26 or something like that. I don't know. He was eating though on the phone.
What is the neighbor that ordered this?
Roy, I think his name was.
Who?
What's the last name and what's the address?
Well, hey, can you tell that lady to be quiet? Like, who is that? Like, did someone just jump in our line?
Yeah, no, that's my wife talking, by the way.
Oh, well, she just, I don't know. Was she on the extension phone?
Yeah.
She just kind of jumped in. That was weird.
No, she's on a speakerphone. You're in my car.
It doesn't sound like I'm on speaker.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What is the neighbor's phone number or contact and phone number?
We can't just hand out customer information.
Excuse me?
I'll give them your...
I think...
Huh?
No. I think that you owe me... If my grass is all going to die because of some screw-up between you and a neighbor, somebody's paying for it.
It's not me, it's the neighbor. But you don't have to yell at me.
And
you know?
How did you get my... Sir?
Yeah?
You can understand I'm not quite happy. How about that?
Well, I mean, I don't care. It's not my lawn.
If you think I'm yelling, trust... Trust me, I'm not yelling.
Did you just shush your wife? Wait, did you just shush your wife?
I would like to know the name of the customer that I'm going to have to talk to about this error that you think they made.
I can give him your number. Did you just shush your wife there? Because, I mean, wow, that was brutal. Like,
excuse me.
High five.
Talk to me, would you?
Well, I just thought it was weird that you shushed your wife like that. Like, who does that?
Excuse me.
Do you snap your fingers at her, too?
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry. That just threw me off. I just wasn't expecting to hear some man shush his wife like it's the 50s.
Do not change.
Did you just do it again?
Do not change the topic.
He just did it again. I just heard him do it again. But no, I can't give you the customer's information because you could be an identity thief, and we can't just hand out customer info like that.
How did you get my phone number?
The neighbor gave it to me, the one that messed up on the form.
So the neighbor gave you my phone number to mm-hmm. permit you to talk to me, which would suggest that I can talk to them.
Yeah, I just figured I don't know. Maybe he should just call you or something so he can.
And wait a minute. I live at that address. Okay.
Yeah.
So why would I possibly be a thief of identity, et cetera? Come on, get real.
Well, how would I know? I don't know what you do in your spare time.
Just give me the last name. Okay. Give me the last name and what you think their address is.
Well, no, you need
to
pay.
You know what their address is?
You need to pay. Of course I know what his address is, because, like, he gave us the wrong one. I went over and talked to him and everything. But he wants compensation because his lawn wasn't sprayed, so I think he wants you to compensate him for his lawn not getting done.
Okay. What is your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Any phone that has...
703-78... That isn't... That company's phone number.
What's wrong with that number?
Excuse me. Please give me your company's
number. This is a company cell phone. It's the one we keep in the truck.
Give me the main office number.
You're really demanding for someone that owes your neighbor a lawn care job.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, don't say fuck you to me. Why would you talk
to me? Why not? Because you're just being ridiculous here. I think you're a fraud. Okay?
How would I be a fraud?
But I do have your phone number,
I
will track you down, because my uncle is the chairman of the police department's chairman. So I will track you down, and trust me, you're not going to be a happy character when he gets old.
I noticed your wife hasn't talked in a while. Good job on shutting her up. You're really good at the husband thing.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
I'm just saying, good job. You really shut that woman up.
Are you done harassing? This is a fun call for you, isn't it?
Well, I was just trying to make a business call, and you turn it into just a weird thing, and, like, trying to steal identities and stuff.
Yeah, right. You know what?
You're she's
just
talking.
Being funny.
She just tried to talk again.
You're so hilarious. It's amazing.
Can you shush her real quick?
Maybe we should get together for a beer too. How about that?
Well, that sounds really awful, because you sound like a terrible person that I wouldn't want to hang out with. You're the kind of man that would shush his wife. Ma'am, get out of the relationship, ma'am. Just get out as soon as you can. Take the kids and run.
Hang on, Mom.
Run away.
You know what? I'm going to have the police track your phone number. Bye now.
For what reason? Turdwinder fee. I should have said the Turdwinder fee. User fan, are you hitting on me? I should have asked him that. He sounds like he wants to go on a date. Can you believe he shushed his wife? I'm pretty sure he did it twice, too. Fucking shushed her! Who does that? That's like that guy who's, what was he doing? Like we were arguing about something, and I told I told him to be quiet. He's like, I own the house. What do you think of me now? I own the house. While his wife's on the phone, making her feel all insignificant and stuff. That was the best. Really, though, what a dick. Guy shushed his wife. I think I can just end the show, right? I mean, come on. The guy shushed his wife. The show's over. It doesn't get any better than a guy shushing his wife on the phone. Was that before or after I asked him to tell her to shut the fuck up? I can't remember. Oh, and he said the name of the person who's...
Hello?
Oh, hello, Anthony?
No, it's the wrong number.
Oh, hey, don't lie. I know Anthony's there. Put Anthony on.
This is wrong number, man.
Uh-uh. Anthony, I can hear him in the background. You put Anthony on the phone right now. Do it. You do it. Do what you're told. All right, Anthony has a cell phone number also. We're going to try that one.
Hello, this is Sam. I can't get your call right now. Leave a message.
You know, on that last call I did, maybe I should have done Royco roofing on that one. Can you imagine that guy just freaking out because his roof's been taken off instead of the lawn? He probably would have turned the car around. He probably would have snapped his fingers and, like, made his wife turn the car around. Chauffeur, take me back home. And be quiet. No talking on the way.
This is the learner's new answering machine. Leave a message on the thing, please.
don't know if you guys heard that because the music was kind of up loud, but actually, you know what? We need to play that one again. That was great. It's busy because the machine's rewinding or whatever. I'm going to keep trying. Here we go. This is a home phone number.
This is the learner's new answering machine. Leave a message when the thing goes beep.
You know, Amazon, they're bringing home phones back to us. They're releasing that new Echo thing with the screen, and we're going to have video phones in every room of the house now. Home phones are making a comeback, thanks to Amazon Echo thingy, Alexa, whatever the fuck it's called. Fuck.
The number you dialed is not...
Okay, that is all of page one. And on page two, I just have a few, well, I don't know, I guess I could try all of these. There's not a whole lot of home phones, though, on page two. So maybe I should just end the show, completely end the show. I think that's what I'll do. But I'm going to call a few numbers first. Yeah, but you don't need the video phone. Psychotic. You can just use your existing dot or whatever it's called. The Echo Hockey Puck. I think that's what it's called. The Echo Hockey Puck. Buy the Echo Hockey Puck for $50. You can make calls. They're all going to be on speaker. It's going to suck.
Hello?
Hello, Anthony?
Ma'am, you're saying it's the wrong number. There's no Anthony here.
Okay,
man.
Don't freak out at me. Jeez. Jeez, just ask.
I'm not freaking out. You keep calling.
What? No, well, no, this is the first time I've called. I've never called before. You're just like yelling at me. Jeez, come on. You don't have to yell. Is that the guy I just talked to? Because I didn't... That, like, he must be on the list twice or something. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's up there on the list. So I had already called him. That wasn't my fault. Can't blame me for that. So, like, the rest of these, it's all work phones, and I just don't think I'm going to have a lot of luck with these. I think I'm just going to end the show. Maybe, though, before we end the show, I should do one last call. I should, do a lunk alarm. Let's do a quick lunk alarm call, see how that goes. So let's do a lunk alarm and get out of here, I guess. Yeah, user fan, I need to do a pre-record. I need to start doing more pre-recorded shows because that's where I get a lot of the requests done. And my requests are pretty filled up right now. Oh, wait. Final boss. Let's call the final boss. Probably won't pick up. But remember, one of those people, they said the name of a caller ID. I think this is a real number, like a person. I don't know what to say to him, really, but... This is the number I've been calling from.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice...
Let's try one more time. Maestro Live wants me to say that Holden is a stupid head. So Holden, you're a stupid head. I guess. Okay. Oh, wait. No, I can't call that one. Hold on. All right. Here we go. We're going to call Planet Fitness. My Spotify, I don't know, on Spotify I'm either RBCP or BradBCP. I never can remember. Just search for those two things. If you find one that has a playlist called The Snowplow Show, then that's me. Maybe just search for a playlist called The Snowplow Show, and that'll lead you to me. Got some Boots and Boys in there. Everyone's favorite.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Yes, sir.
And were you having problems still with that lunk alarm? Because I noticed you haven't done a test there in a while. Is it still working when you flip the switch?
Are we having problems with it?
Yeah, I think the system hasn't been reset. Like, it's lagging or something. It just needs to do a quick hard reset.
Give me 1 second. I can test it out for you.
Okay.
Nah, it's working.
Yeah, but we're showing like errors here on the computer. They just want me to have you do a quick, it's, the way you test it is you just turn it on and leave it on for exactly 60 seconds. And,
okay.
And that'll kind of do the reset. Could you do that real quick while we're on the phone, and I'll just let you know when it's been 60 seconds, or when it's finished doing the reset.
All
right. Are there a lot of people in there right now?
Yeah, it's a very lot of people.
Oh, okay. They'll be okay, I think. Are the people looking? Are they glaring at you?
Yeah, like everybody's there.
Well, I mean, are they glaring at you? Are they looking like they want to come over and just hit you?
Yeah.
Like they are? They are?
Yeah, like, well, they looking, but...
Like, on a...
Like, why I got it on so long.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate their anger level at?
About an 8 right now.
Nice.
I got a member in my face right now.
You got a what on your face?
I got a member, like, right here.
Oh, what are they doing? Are they glare? Are they getting physical or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to cut it off. Yeah, I got to cut it off.
Oh, well, no, it's not finished resetting yet. If you'd like, I could do a quick survey with that customer and just let him know it's okay, if you want to put him on the phone.
I'm literally doing a test right now.
That was
I got it. I'm doing a survey right now. Is it 60 seconds, sir?
What's that
door? No, it's only been 6 seconds.
It's only been who?
It's only been 8 seconds now.
Oh,
shit. Oh. Test has been aborted. Oh, man. He's gone. He just hung up. I don't know if he figured it out all of a sudden. But, yeah, that was the Lunk Alarm. Every Planet Fitness in the world, I guess, has a flashing strobe light, or a spinning strobe light, and an air raid siren mounted on the wall, and they actually set those off whenever someone's a little bit too lunky. You know, like they grunt too hard. They don't want people grunting while they're working out. They want people to just be completely silent. No breathing when you work out, otherwise you get the Lunk Alarm. If you drink out of a milk jug, oh boy, you're going to get the Lunk Alarm for that.
Day at Planet Fitness. Everness, this is Ashley. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Ashley. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just calling. Did you guys get the Lunk Alarm reset yet? Because we're showing there's still an error in the computer on it.
I'm not sure. Should I set it off and see if it works?
Well, actually, we need to do a reset of the whole system, and to do that, you have to turn it on for about 1 minute and just let it run for 1 minute.
Okay.
So, like, exactly 60 seconds, and that should do it. If you could turn it on while I'm on the phone, I'll make sure it resets for you.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Are there a lot of people in there right now?
Yeah, there is. Should I, like, go warn them?
No. It'll be funnier if we just surprise them with it.
Okay.
It's okay. I give you permission.
Thank you. All right. You want me to set it off now?
Yes, please. 60 seconds. Okay. I'll let you know when it's up.
Okay. I have to set it off for a minute to reset it.
Reset it? What's wrong with it?
So she thanked me for doing this. Are the customers?
Huh?
Are the customers looking over yet? Are they looking?
They are. Yeah.
Are they glaring on a scale of?
It's a 10.
A 10? Their anger level? Or you mean they're looking?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're like, what the heck is going on here?
If they start walking toward the desk, like, puff up your shoulders and like, take a couple steps toward them to show them who's boss.
Yeah, they're all walking over here like, what is that?
Yeah. If they try to say anything, just tell them to shut the fuck up.
All right.
Or you know what?
I'm not gonna get fired for that, will I?
Yeah, you probably would, to be honest.
Okay, so, I probably won't say that then.
Yeah, you don't want that. If you want to put one of them on the phone, though, I'll give him a piece of my mind.
Okay. Well, she decided she was gonna walk out, so it's okay.
Oh.
How long has it been?
Oh, I forgot to even turn it on. Here, I'll start it now.
You haven't even started it.
Here.
Oh my gosh, they're going to be so mad at me.
Here it goes. Click. 6 seconds.
Bye, have a good one.
8 seconds.
Corporate made us do it. Corporate made us do it.
I can talk to him if you want me to talk to him.
He said he can talk to you about it. He said that's the stupidest thing he's ever heard in his life.
Oh, tell him to get the fuck out of the store.
Okay.
After he said that was the stupidest thing ever, what did he do then?
He rolled his eyes and turned around.
Did he go back to his treadmill?
He went back to the weight area.
Hey, you know what we should do next? I should have you,
what?
You go into the breaker box and shut off all the power so everyone falls off their treadmills.
Is this a prank call? Are you prank calling me right now?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just some weirdo on the internet.
No, you're not.
No, I really am.
I just said it all for like 3 minutes. Are you lying to me?
Oh, yeah. No, I was kidding. I'm really with the corporate office. Can I talk to a customer, please?
A customer?
Yep. Is it for a survey, you know?
Yeah, let me find one.
Or you could just set the phone down on the counter and I could listen to that hilarious interaction thing going on in the background.
Okay. Hang on. Let me grab somebody. Do you really need someone or is this still a joke?
Oh, no. This time it's real.
Okay. Will you go find a member to, like, answer a survey?
Who? Just yell after that person. Say, hey, get back here. The person that was just there.
No, that guy's mean. He's gonna, like, give us zeros.
No, I'll lie and I'll say you got good ratings.
Okay. Can you just go get someone?
Tell her to get the most annoyed looking...
Get the angry guy. The guy who came up here and said the lunkworm was stupid.
Yeah, we're gonna give him a piece of our mind.
This is corporate.
No, I know it was corporate. Who, what
guy? You know the guy in the white shirt that came up here and he was like, what is that sound? And then you were like, oh, we're resetting it.
Yeah,
and he was like, that's the stupidest thing.
Just tell that
heard.
Tell that girl to shut the fuck up and go get him.
Are you sure this is not a prank call?
No, I wouldn't prank. I'm with the corporate office. I'm a Christian.
No, I'm going to hang up.
Why?
I don't believe you now.
What? Why? Why don't you? What changed your mind?
Bye. Have a great day.
What part made you not believe me? Wow. Okay. I can't believe she was going to do it. She was going to go get the mean one. If I would have just played it a little more, non-wacky, I'd be talking to the mean guy right now. But I fucked it up. I messed it all up. Sorry about that, everyone. I think I'm just done with all of this. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye. I'm leaving. Show's over. Hi, Greg. Bye, Greg. Bye, UserFan. Bye, Dom the Bomb. Bye, Jim Bob the Impaler and Tiger Eye 4C and Psy Chaotic and Rev, I guess, and Casper and... it's time for the XYZ show, as every Friday, this is right around the time when the XYZ show starts, 10:20 a.m., so get ready for that. That'll be on this station, by Banana God, by Justin, by D-Lo Dog, by Dr. Punchy, by Thick Maple Syrup, by Molecular Heckler. Bye, Dragon Machine. I know we've heard this one, but I like it. Sorry, I'm playing it again. Bye, Benny Space Corps. Bye, 103.5 FM Radio. Bye, Schmanky. Bye, Jessica Al. Bye, Reefer Badness.
Oh.
And Fosco Grub. And MJR
no,
Depression.
Nope, I just can't. Now doesn't seem like the time to fund rap.
And Wavy.
Sounds great.
Bye, Wavy.
Sounds a lot greater.
Bye, Jewish Princess.
I'll be awesome later. Oh, I'm still drunk. Had a little bit too much. Do I have a show today or did I just do one? Need to do lunch, breakfast, something, anything. I'm losing energy. I really want to punch things. Hey, my phone's vibrating. Still have my phone. Hope my friends are awake. And I got a few missed calls, all from the mayor. Said I ran off screaming double dare. Yeah, that sounds about right. Calling, ringing, answer your phone, dummy. Ringing, ringing. Really hope he picks this up in time. And yep, my battery just died. Yay. I think I see the light.
Bye, number two pencil.
Too many last night.
Bye, Jim Bob the Impaler.
Need a recharge.
Bye, Snail's Trails.
I think I need some food.
Bye, Olga.
Get breakfast in the afternoon. I think I'm in good hands. My friends, I think they've got my back.
It was a bad idea to mix all the liquor. The thought of drinking anything
else. Bye, Satan onion ring.
The quicker I find friends,
elevator
the
man.
I recover the recharge under my covers.
Piddle in the hole.
Come on, Steffo, pick up your phone. Straight to voicemail. Phone must be dead. Some Advil would be the holy grail. Instead of popping Tylenol, I'm popping blood vessels. Going around the hotel, looking disheveled. Why'd you...
Grow up, Mia. You don't need birthdays anymore.
Craig,
what the hell?
I don't care. The hotel, Steffo, let me light this flare. Where'd you go?
Shut wait, the fuck up, Parkman.
Beach Boys, Kokomo, we bought
it. You too, Mountain Joy. Eat
wild,
a dick.
But I think I might have accidentally headbutted a child. Did you really pass out?
Bye, Carrot Top.
On the lobby floor, Steffo? Sounds about right. I'm impressed, though. Let's go. I think I see the light. Might have had a few too many last
Hi,
night.
Hi, Maester Live.
I think I'm on empty.
Shut up, Baba.
Need a
okay, bye, everyone.
Need energy. I think I need food. Can we still get breakfast in the afternoon? I think I'm in good hands. My friends, I think they've got my back.
I think I see the light. Might have had a few too many last night.
I think I'm on empty. Need a recharge. Need energy.
I think I need some food. Can we still get breakfast in the afternoon?
I think I'm in good hands. My friends, I think they've got my back.
I think I see the light. Might have had a few too many last night.
You were there 1 second.
I think I'm on empty. Need a recharge. Need energy.
Something exploded.
I think I need some food. Can we still get breakfast in the afternoon?
I don't have my sock.
I think I'm in good hands. My friends, I think they got my back.
What does it say on my forehead?